and the Lord of Lords. Yahweh is your name. 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 Yeah. Jesus. I said, Yahweh is your name. Begin to acknowledge the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray to invite the Holy Spirit. You are praying, inviting the Holy Spirit. Pray, inviting the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, wherever I am right now, take control. You know what? Psalm 91 verse 5 says that, do not be afraid of a terror by night or the arrow that flies by noonday. It means that there are arrows that fly by noonday and there are arrows that fly by day. There are arrows that fly by noonday and there are arrows that flies at night. Yes, there are arrows that fly by noonday and there are arrows that fly by night. Beloved, there are arrows that fly by noonday and there are arrows that fly by night. Yes, sometimes you can pray it in the night, but when it gets to the noonday, we don't understand. When it gets to the noonday, you have to pray. At dawn, that is why we pray at dawn and we also pray in the noonday. My God, beloved, if you just enter the life, you are welcome. You are welcome. Share the life to as many as you can. Share the life to as many as you can like that. Tell the person, I'm inviting you, come and pray. See, there's nothing better than somebody inviting you to pray. Yes, I tell you. There's nothing much important than somebody asking you. See, when you are down and devastated, all you need is somebody to tell you, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. That is why we are going to pray this noon. That is why we are going to pray this time. I don't know the time at your jurisdiction right now, but what I know is that it is time for prayer. It is time for prayer. It is time for prayer. When you read the book of 2 Kings chapter 20, today we are talking about commanding the new month, commanding the day, commanding the noonday, commanding the day to hear you. My God, speaking to the day. Beloved, what I want to tell you is that don't stop praying. Never stop praying. You know, some of us are prayer warriors, some of us are prayer commandos, and whatever we name ourselves to be. But it gets to a point that you get weak and broken, that the prayer cannot count again. Even when you want to pray, you can't pray. Sometimes work even takes your time for prayer, because when the business is growing, it needs a lot of time. Hear me here. When responsibilities are getting more, it takes some time from you. That is when the devil finds loopholes to enter into your life. Bible said, Job, no matter what he had, he find times to pray. No matter what Job had, Bible said that every year, every month, he gives sacrifices for his children. It means that he recall God. He continued to pray. He doesn't say that because I gave thanks yesterday, today is enough. Yes, Job does not say that. You don't say because I prayed yesterday, it's enough. No. But Bible says that the devil roars like a lion seeking whom to devour. The devil roars like a lion seeking whom to devour. Bible said that pray without season. Pray without season. It means that pray without stopping. Pray without getting tired. That is the prayer you are going to pray. Yes. Pray without having time for it. You know, sometimes we have time, we pray. But you know, Bible said that pray without season. Pray without season. Pray without stopping. You are cooking, you are praying. You are walking, you are praying. You are watching television, you are praying. You are brushing your teeth, you are praying. You are bathing, you are praying. Wherever you are praying. You are driving, you are praying. Even in your dream, you see yourself praying. Ha! Pray without season. You are talking, you are praying inside you. You are talking to people and you are praying inside you. That is what we call prayer. No matter what you do, you are praying. You are praying. Bible said, let me tell you, you know, in time, sometimes things happen. That is why we don't need to stop praying. Listen to me. You know, when you read the book of 2 Kings chapter 20, I'm going to talk to you about Ezekiah. This afternoon, I'm going to talk to you about Ezekiah. Yes. I'm going to talk to you about Ezekiah. When you read the book of Isaiah 38, you will see it over there. But this one, I want us to pick it from the Genesis, which is 2 Kings chapter 20. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 20, it was the reign of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah the prophet. At that time, Isaiah the prophet was the one prophesying to the kings. And the king that was reigning at that time was Ezekiah. The king that was reigning at that time was Ezekiah. And Bible said, Ezekiah fell sick for a long time. A long time. And that sickness, there was no remedy. There was no solution. And I believe at that time, Isaiah the prophet was praying also for Ezekiah. Because he was the prophet of Ezekiah. I know Isaiah the prophet was also interceding on behalf of Ezekiah. Yes. Why we don't have to stop praying? Hear me, beloved. Why we don't need to stop praying? Why at this point of time, I want to bring your mind on something that you can pray for something to happen in your life. It doesn't matter the doom prophecy. You know, God refused to redeem. And when things are about to happen, God can use his prophet to tell you, my son, my daughter, this is what is about to happen. It shouldn't rather bring you down, but it should rather motivate you to rise up in prayer. It's just like you're going on the way and as you shout, there's a car coming. You have to turn your back and look at the car and dodge. That is why sometimes when something is about to happen to the people of Israel or the people of God, God reveals to his prophet, and his prophet should alarm you. When you read Ezekiel 33, when you read from verse number 3 coming down, Bible said, and the Lord said to Ezekiel, I have made you a prophet unto these people, and when there's a calamity coming on them, I will speak unto you, and you are going to speak unto them. If they are able to repent from their sins, it means that if they are able to come back to God and say, God, we are in your hands, hold us. The Lord said that I'm going to receive them and deliver them. But if they don't repent or they don't come to me again, that calamity will come upon them. But if you, the prophet Ezekiah, you are not able to tell them that this is what is going to happen to them, their blood will be on your head. That is why prophets, when something is about to happen, they call you to let you know that this is what is about to happen in your life. Because if they don't tell you and something happens, your blood will be on their head. Yes. Yes. We have gathered here to pray. And Bible said, Ezekiah was sick for a long time. I don't know what you are going through for a long time. I don't know the kind of prayer you are praying. You have been praying for a long time. I don't know the desire you have for a long time. But one thing I know, that we serve a living God. Yes, I don't know what you have been going through for a long time. I don't know what you are battling for a long time. But I know one thing, I know that we serve a living God. Who is able to do exceedingly, or serve a God that with all him all things are possible. Beloved, I'm speaking to you about Ezekiah, but in this position, see yourself as the Ezekiah of our time. Yes, see yourself as the Ezekiah of our time. one way or the other. Some of us go through certain things, and that thing begins. We have been praying for it. Some of us are praying for our marriage. Some are praying for our business. Some of us are praying. We are already in the marriage, but we are praying for betterment of marriage. We are already in the business, but we are praying for betterment of business. We are already battling certain sickness, certain diseases, and we are praying for a healing. I tell you, the Lord is about to heal somebody. In the name of Jesus. Bible said that Ezekiah was sick for a long time. He has gone to the physicians, he has gone to whoever he could go to, he has consulted his prophet, who is Isaiah. I think Isaiah could say, let's pray, let's continue to fast and pray. I imagine that even Isaiah can tell Ezekiah that, prophet, let's fast and pray. Let's fast and pray. But Bible said, the more, the sickness, that illness was still there. I tell you, if you can pray, if you can rise up on your feet, if you can rise up in your prayer life, if you can rise up and say, no, I am not giving up until the problem is solved. I tell you, somebody, God will come to a dwelling and heal you by himself. We serve a God. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. Thank you, Jesus. God is delivering somebody right now. Yes. God is delivering somebody right now. God is making a way for somebody right now. In the name of Jesus, God is touching somebody right now. God is touching somebody right now. The healing power of God is touching somebody right now. The presence of the Lord is uncovering somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. Now hear me. Bible said, and one day, the Lord sent a word to the prophet. And the prophet went to Ezekiah and said, Ezekiah, prepare your house. Ezekiah, prepare your house. In another word, make your will. So writing a will did not start from today. It started a long time ago. He was a king. Yes, the Lord said to Isaiah, his own prophet, Ezekiah's prophet, who he has ordered that, please pray for me. Bible said, and the prophet came back and said, Ezekiah, listen, the Lord said I should tell you, you will not survive this sickness. Prepare your house. You are going to die. If were to be you and I, we will go to the ground, we will start crying. That is when we will start crying. That is when we will stop accusing God. That is when we will start accusing the witches and the wizards in our house. My God. In the Gadala, they will say, I'm a bemieta. That is when we begin to accuse people around us. Some of us say, that is when you begin to say these things. But Bible said, as Second Kings. Open your Bible to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 20. You can find the same story in Isaiah chapter 38. But we are reading from 2 Kings chapter 20. Bible said, in those days, God bless you for joining. In those days, Ezekiah became healed. That king, listen, let me show you the revelation right here. That is why when we are about to study, I told you that you have to thank God. You know why? Ezekiah had money, he had all the resources, but that sickness was about to kill him. Yes. Ezekiah had all the resources. Ezekiah can build a hospital. Yes. Ezekiah can build a hospital. He had all the resources. He had all the resources. I tell you. He had all the resources. He had all the doctors in his disposal. He had the great prophet in his disposal. Ezekiah had all the prophet in his disposal. He has the mighty prophet in his disposal, which is Isaiah in their time. He was the great prophet. At that time, Isaiah is a major prophet. So if you have Isaiah in your disposal, it tells you the condition that he was battling. Yes, he had Isaiah at his disposal. The Bible said, in those days, Ezekiah was sick and near death. The son of Amos went to him and said to him, "Thus saith the Lord." That saith the Lord. Whenever that saith the Lord comes in, it should tell you, my God, that saith the Lord. That saith the Lord. It's, that saith the Lord. Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Set your house in order, for you shall die and you not live. That same prophet who has been praying for him. We are talking about the major prophet, of course. We are talking about a major prophet. We are talking about a prophet that loves Ezekiah. We are talking about a prophet who is being fed by Ezekiah. That is the prophet we are talking about here. Ha! We are talking about a king who has everything. He has soldiers. He has everyone in his disposal. He has all the medical doctors. He has all the physicians in his disposal. But that sickness was near death. I don't know what want to kill you. Some marriages are killing people. Yes. Some relationships are killing people. Some businesses are killing people. Somebody can just say, "I am going here and come. Just going to do business transaction," and the person will never return. Some people go to school and they never finish the school. I tell you. I don't know what is happening in your life. Some sickness have been with some people for a long time. They have tried whatever they can do. Some of us, we have been praying for marriage for so long. Some of us, you are battling marriage. You are battling marriage. What I mean, you are battling marriage. You are in the marriage, but the marriage is killing you softly. Beloved, the Bible said, "Put your house in order, for you shall die. You shall die." This is a prophet, a major prophet, of course, and not leave. When he returned, then, listen, verse number 2, then he turned his face to the wall, towards the wall, and he prayed to the Lord, saying, he prayed to the Lord. Some of us, the moment prophetic word comes to us, that is when we begin to call people and tell them about the prophetic word. The moment something, we certain things begin to happen, that is when it becomes our topic, our conversations, He said he turned his face to the wall. He didn't turn his face to any human being. Listen carefully. Hear me, beloved. He turned his face to the wall. He turned his face to the wall. Do you know what? Turning his face to the wall. He said, I have nowhere going. This is my boundary. He didn't turn his face to anybody. He said, Lord, this is where I stand. This is my full stop. I am going nowhere. He turned his face to the wall. He turned his face to the wall. The Bible said, he prayed. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed. Where do you turn your face? Where do you turn your face? Somebody, I want you to turn your face to the wall right now and say, oh God, the God that answers by fire, the God that Ezekiah prayed to, oh God, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. I want you to lift up your voice and say, oh God, my help cometh from you. My help cometh from you. My help cometh from you. Ha! Bible said he turned his face to the world. I want you to lift up your voice in prayer right now. Say, oh God, you are the one that I know. Bible said he turned his face to the wall. I have nowhere going than you, oh God. He turned his face to the wall. Wherever you are, maybe you're not turning your face to the wall. Maybe you are not turning your face to the wall. Maybe you are sitting at the office, you are at your workplace. You are saying, oh God, you are the one I know. Within your spirit, you are telling, oh God, you are the one I know. You are the one I know. Maybe you are crying for a baby. You are praying for a baby. You are crying and praying for a child. You are saying, oh God, you are praying for marriage. Oh God, you are praying for a good marriage. You are saying, oh God, you are praying for healing. You are saying, oh God, you are praying for a job. You are saying, oh God, you are praying for something. Say, oh God, oh God, I come to you. I come to you. Bible said, and Ezekiel turned his face to the wall and he prayed. I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are right now. Say, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, I come to you. I come to you. I come to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Bible said he turned his face to the wall. He turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Verse number three. My God. Verse number three. He said, remember me, O God. The last time I talked to you about the things we do in the house of the Lord that speaks for us in times of trouble. The last time I told you about the things we do in the house of the Lord that speaks for us. You know, most of us, our mind is that when God has called you, then you have to go out there or go and stand behind the pulpit and be preaching. You know, there are certain people who are doing certain things which is more than the preaching. I tell you. Some of you are doing certain things, in the house of the Lord. It's more than me preaching here. It's more than, it will speak louder to you than even me that I'm preaching. I am here to tell you something. Some of you are supporting certain ministry. You are the financier of certain ministry. That is what is speaking for you. That is what is protecting you. Some of you, every day you bless a man of God. That is your weapon. That is your weapon and your covering. Some of you, you clean the house of God. Some of you, when a servant of God comes to life like this, you are the sharer. You are the sharer of that life. Some of you do not understand. Yes. You are the one that shares the life. You share the life. You share the life. That is what is speaking for you. Do you know what you are doing? The moment you share, you are also preaching the gospel. Whatever I am saying here, when you share to people, what you are doing is that you are telling people, you are also sending your message. It is the same message Christ has preached. It is the same message that is in the Bible that I am re-echoing to you. Yes. So as you transfer, you are also telling people, you are preaching the same thing to them. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Some of you, that is what is holding you, but you don't know. You don't know. If you don't know and you don't have one, look for one. If you don't know and you don't have one, look for one. Beloved, I will tell you the truth. Because Bible said, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth which shall set you free, which is Jesus. Let me hear you. Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Bible said, and Ezekiah prayed and said, remember me, O God, I pray. Remember me, O God, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth. How I have walked before you in truth with a loyal heart. This is New King James Version. With a loyal heart, and I've done what was good in your sight. And Ezekiah wept bitterly. I don't know what you're going through, but you're about to pray a certain prayer that will provoke God, that will provoke the power of God in your life, that will provoke the power of God in your life. That will provoke the power of God in your life. That will provoke the power of God in your life. That will provoke the power of God in your life. And Bible said he prayed. Now you are going to pray. You are praying for 3 minutes. You are praying for 3 minutes. You are saying, oh God, have mercy upon me. I want you to lift up your voice in prayer. You are saying, oh God, have mercy upon me. See, before God can give you something, before you can ask for something from somebody and the person will give you, unless the person have mercy on you, especially when you have not done anything that deserves favor. Some of us, we don't deserve favor. But the mercies of God will grant you favor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I said the mercies of God will grant you favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are praying for a child. Maybe you are praying for a business. You are praying for marriage. Yes, it is the blessings of the Lord. Bible says it is the blessings of the Lord that makes man rich and added no sorrow.
Yesu ni mijifuni wu famisi ye majinkwa kosisa beja wu shemisu wama. I see its name. Nasatu charging me.
Ha! Beloved, Bible said there was a time this woman who had a daughter possessed with demons. Bible said one day, she came to Jesus and said, Jesus, My daughter is possessed. My daughter is possessed. I want you to pray right now and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Some of us, we have not done anything that deserves the favor of God. But what can draw the favor of God upon our life is the mercies of God. It's the mercies of God. Yes. Bible said this woman came to Jesus and she was crying. He said, Jesus, my daughter is demon possessed. 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 And Jesus said, you know something, madam, I did not come for you. I tell you, if you're on this life, maybe this life is not for you. But you can provoke God by your faith to speak for you. I know I am here for a lot of people, but it's only those who can provoke God for a blessing shall receive. I said, you can provoke God's blessing upon your life. The same way people can provoke curses upon their life, that is the same way you can provoke the blessings of God. The same way people can provoke the wrath of God upon their life, that is the same way somebody too can provoke the blessings of God. Mercy, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. I want you to pray right now wherever you are. Whether you are working, whatever you are doing, you are praying within your spirit. You are praying for into within your spirit and say, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Bible said the woman, Jesus said to the woman, I didn't come for the people. I came for the people of Israel. I came. A prophet of God, and somebody just come to you and say, I need prayers. You said, I am not here for everybody. I'm just here for the church members. Hey, if it were to be some of us, that would be the end of the case. That would be the end of the case. The way we are going to insult the prophet of God. The way, the things we are going to say. But I tell you, in the realms of the spirit, it is just by faith. In the realms of the spirit, it is by faith, nothing more. In the realms of the spirit, it is by faith. For Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And Bible said, the woman continued to demand that Jesus to come and heal the daughter. Bible said, and Jesus said, how can the food that is supposed to be given to children be given to dogs? Mercy, Lord. Somebody type at the comment section, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. How can the food which is supposed to be given to the children be given to dogs? Mercy, Lord. How can the food which is supposed to give to children? Yes. Like, seriously. How can the food? How can the food? How can the food? Beloved, continue to share the life. I have 50 minutes more to end, and it's going to be prophetic. Those that drop, I think the network went off a bit and some people dropped. Share to them. If this is your first time on this life, please follow me so that you can be with me when I come life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like, how can the food? And the woman said, this is what the woman said. The woman said, if the children eat the food, the scraps fall down and the dogs eat it. Jesus. The woman said, Papa, man of God, Rabbi, Jesus, I know what you're talking about. If I don't deserve the table, at least some will fall down. If it is because of somebody we are meeting here, you can connect to our blessing. Maybe it's not because of you, but I tell you, you can attract that electricity. You can attract that blessing. You can attract that glory. You can attract that mercy. And Jesus said, hey, I have not seen such a faith. 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 I have not seen such faith. And Jesus said, go, your daughter is healed. If you are going through something right now, I don't know how long you have been praying, but you could see that this woman had to interrogate Jesus for a long time. This woman was praying to Jesus for a long time. For a long time. If we're to be some of us, we will lose hope. We will lose hope. If we're to be you and I, we will lose hope. But because of the grace of God, I say you will not lose hope. You will not lose hope. I want to pray and say, Lord, have mercy. May my faith provoke the things of God. 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 My faith provoke the things of God. May my faith provoke the things of God. I want you to pray right now. Say, may my faith provoke the things of God. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. Yes. May my faith provoke the blessings of God. May my faith provoke the blessings of God. In the next 10 minutes. Lipakato shata. Yeah. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. Lift up your voice in prayer. May my faith provoke the blessings of God. May my faith provoke the blessings of God. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. Lift up your voice in prayer. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. Mato shakata brandikama. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. May my faith provoke the blessings of God right now. Leko shakata brandi. Leka bagata brando sheketeke. Leka do shekado shabranda. Marando shekata da da da. Le Karadosha, Madoshe Kedebre Kapa, Rakapa Yabada Bada 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 Rapapapa, Bakopadaba, Rakapakapa. May the mercies of God reach me right now. Le Kotadekaba, Nikadosakaba, Le Brakapa. I want you to pray wherever you are. Le Brakapa, Le Kotakata Brakapa, Lapakatadosa, Le Kadosa, Le Brakapa, Rapayakapa Dadaja, Le Ketekayato Saba, Rakayabayado Sabaga. Make my faith profound the taste of God. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Pronounce that the message of God will reach you wherever you are right now. Pronounce it that the message of God will reach you wherever you are right now. The message of God will reach you wherever you are right now. Afternoon, speak, oh God. Speak, oh God. Bible said in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 8, it said, a centurion came to Jesus. He came to Jesus and says, Jesus, one of my servants is not feeling well. And Jesus said, all right, let me come to your house. I said, this time your faith will provoke something to happen in your life. Bible said, and the man said, Jesus, soldiers under my command, and I can tell this one to go here and that one to come here, and they will do it. And I know you are a great prophet. You carry instruction, you carry dominion, you carry power. Verse number 8, Matthew chapter 8, verse number 8, it said, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. I speak a word of healing into your life right now. I speak a word of deliverance into your life right now. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it. 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 Receive it now in the name of Jesus. May the healing power of God engulf you right now. If you are here and your name has been written down, that you may not see 2024, I pronounce upon you right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life right now that I see you in 2024 in the name of Jesus. If they say you will not see December, if you are here and they are saying you will not see December, I declare upon your life, I already see you in December in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see you in December. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God. If you are here. If you are here. And they say. You will never marry. You will never marry. They say you will never marry.